Todd T. Harina Band.
Here's a song that goes out to anybody in the habit of being stressed out. This one's called Life's Too Short. Sometimes my life feels all in disarray. Things left undone keep piling up. I'm bailing out my life wrapped with a spoon. Seems every day leaks it from. Don't wanna let my worries drown me. The life's too short. Yes, it is. I'm feeling stuck in my situation. Like it's time to hit the a ton of bricks crushing my mind. I love to lose this heavy load. I really need to take a holiday. Life's too short. Well, well, life's too short to be this stressed out. Life's too short to let my mind be filled with doubt. I could let worry get the best of me, but life's too short. Here's another song from the brand new CD, the Shine On album. This one is entitled Standing on the Shore. It's about keeping the environment clean and our attitudes towards that. One, two, three, four. Taking away secrets, washing away sin. But the tide tends to bring back what was cast out before. No matter where you stand, you're standing on the shore. And boys in the air, the boys in the water. I know we got for the future, the tide tends to bring back, whoa, what was cast out before. No matter where you stand, you're standing on the Here's a song about the futility of using violence to right a wrong. This one's called An Eye for an Eye. One, two, three, four.
And one of the things that I really love about the band that I work with, Dave Height on bass and vocals as well, and then Donnie Frank on drums and vocals, is that they have a knack for just finding the essence of a song, which is really like being a poet. Poets, like, they can give you goosebumps with three words, you know, kind of thing. And that's what they're able to do on their instruments. And I think as a band, we really try to work on enhancing the essence of the song and playing for the song so that we're not stepping on each other and putting noise where there, you know, should be space and groove, you know.
Now, so, in the future, when we're seeing you live and you're playing, you can also take off and go solo and work solo if the venue is right. Have you been doing that very much?
I've done a little bit of that, yeah. And I honestly like being able to hide behind a band.
These are very, very seasoned players. I mean,
right.
they've worked in a lot of different ensembles, and they're just like right there.
Right.
I mean, so that must feel really, really secure to have that behind
definitely,
you.
Definitely, definitely.
But what happens when you go to a casino, as mm-hmm. you will be doing in a few short hours, mm-hmm. and you sing a song like Tax Breaks for the Rich and songs about the 1% and songs about destruction of the environment and a call to vote and exercise the franchise? I mean, blues is a serious business, and blues music has never been shy about talking about these things. Mm-hmm. How does that go over to a casino crowd, much less a blues crowd?
It's to be honest, it's something that I've kind of been reserved about doing for fear that, you know, upper management might think, oh, this is, you know, a little bit too political. And although I, you know, the various people have been requesting some of those songs, we just end up, mm-hmm. I've been kind of, you know, testing the waters in venues that one wouldn't associate with that type of music. I think, you know, a coffee house, you hear anything, you know, the sky's the limit, really. It's
well, you
gamut.
Know,
but so, yeah, I mean, it's just sort of, it's been going over well because they dance to them. So,
right.
And so, you know, I definitely, feel like I've got the mic is an ability to I think say something. That's mm-hmm. that's what artists are called to do. I mean, whether it's political or relational or whatever or social, you know, some social concern. And so that's, you know, I think in being true to myself, it's so far I've been able to do that, walk that line in the casinos and other more commercial venues. And seems like it's been well received. I mean, I'm not trying to bash anybody over the head. It's just that, like any songwriter, I've got views and feelings about things, and try to look at a particular topic from a different point of view if I can. You know.
Yeah, and with the music as catchy as it is, you know, there's a different receptor comes out from the audience who might not absorb any of this if it were coming from a very sincere dude with an acoustic guitar, and only an acoustic guitar. So as far as what you've learned as producer now, and also, you know, releasing in essence sort of early previews of a larger work, is that how you're thinking of going at the next project, you know, assembling a session with four songs and that'll come out, and then it may be another year before those songs reappear on the next big one?
That's very likely, only because it seems like it's an opportunity to sort of let them breathe for a while, do four songs, record them, put them on the back burner, and then some of the times I'll go back to it and wonder what I was thinking, you know, mm-hmm. and it something needs to be touched up. But I oftentimes tend to write in blocks like that too, like several songs at a time. So, yeah, that's typically, and you want to get them down. You want to get them recorded, and, you know, it's fun. It's what I love doing. Here's a song from the brand new CD, the Shine On album, Love Song. This one's entitled I'm On Fire.
Taste for money. I have no everything I need. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. You off my mind. You're crossing through my veins. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Come closer, girl, and see. I'm on fire. The flames in my heart couldn't rage any higher.
That is the Todd G. Hurina Band, recorded live in Studio A, October 30th of this year. Todd G. Hurina, vocals and guitar. Dave Hite, bass and vocals. Donnie Frank, drums and vocals. Fifth Beatle, the mysterious Patty. And Kevin Kissel on engineering behind the board and on post-production. A Kevin Kissel production.